Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Chamish, the fifth chapter in the Dam Sichos Talmud Torah, the laws of learning Torah, which this is the second half of these halachas, which apply actually to the honor of those who learn and who know Torah, which in this Perek specifically we discuss regarding the honor one has to give to his teacher, as Rambam gives halacha alf regarding the preference of one's teacher over even one's parent. K'shem sh'ad mitzuvah b'chvoyed av v'yirase, just like a person is commanded regarding the honor and the fear of his father, k'achol chayv b'chvoyed rabbi v'yirase, so too is obligated in the honor and the fear of his teacher. V'rabbo yesem aviv, and his teacher more than his father. Why? Sh'aviv mevi l'chayil mazeh, because his father brings him to the life of this world. V'rabbo shlem d'chachma, and his teacher taught him wisdom, mevi l'chayil mazeh, brings him to the life of the world to come, which is obviously the purpose more than this world. Let's say he sees the lost object of his father and the lost object of his teacher. His teacher's lost object has preference and precedence over that of his father's. Let's say his father and his teacher are both carrying loads. You first help unload that of his teacher, and then that of his father's. If his father and his teacher are taken captive, he first redeems his master, and then he redeems his father. Now, b'mhoya of a Talmud Chacham, but if his father was a Talmudic scholar, paid this avet chil, then he redeems his father first. V'chein m'hoya of a Talmud Chacham. So too, if his father was a Talmudic scholar, alpa b'she'en a shakal k'neged rabbi, although he's not the equivalent of the scholarship of his teacher, mishav avidase, he first returns his father's lost object, v'achkach mishav avidase rabbi, then he returns the lost object of his teacher. V'ein l'cha kovet godl m'chvoy d'rav, and there's no greater honor than the honor one gives to his teacher. V'lei m'yre m'yre rav, and no greater awe than the awe one has to have for his teacher. Which Amar Chacham, the sage, said, m'yre rabach k'myre shemayim, the fear you have of your teacher should be like the fear one has of heaven. Now, continue on the opposite of one who disagrees with his teacher. L'fika chamer, the they said, k'la chaylik al rabbi, whoever separates himself from his teacher, k'la chaylik al shechin, it's like he separates himself from the divine presence. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, b'midbar, ba'tzaysim al Hashem, when you were fighting on Hashem, well, although they were only separating themselves from Moshe and his Torah, it was considered as if it was on Hashem, on the Shechina. V'chala oisim merivim, rabbi, whoever creates a dispute, a fight with his teacher, it's like he's creating contention with the divine presence. Shlomo says in the Pasuk Mamidbar, that the Jewish people were fighting with Hashem, which was really with Moshe, and Hashem sanctified himself with them. So to b'chol misraim al rabbi, whoever complains on his teacher, misraim al Hashem, it's like he's creating a tumult on Hashem. Shlomo says in the Pasuk in Shemais, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, it's not on us that's your complaints, but rather on Hashem. And also, whoever thinks negative thoughts after his teacher is kilo mahar achar shchinah, as if he's thinking negative thoughts about the divine presence. Shlomo says in the Pasuk in Mamidbar, the people spoke negatively about God and about Moshe, which about Moshe, but again, it's like as if you're being mahar after the shchinah also. Halacha beis, ezel chelik al rabbi, what's considered someone who's separating himself from his teacher? Zeshe kavei lo medrash. This is someone who established for himself his own study hall. And he sits and he expounds and he teaches Shalei B'Shus Rabbi without the permission of his teacher. But Rabbi Kaiman, his teacher, is still alive. And this is even if his teacher is in another country. And it's forbidden for a person to instruct a halachic ruling in front of his teacher. Whoever instructs a halacha in front of his teacher, he's liable for death. Halacha Gimel. Now, if there was a distance between him and the teacher, a distance of 12 mil, and a person asks him a halachic question, then he's allowed to respond. Now, to separate someone from something that he's doing that's prohibited, then even right in front of his teacher, is permitted to instruct. For example, let's say someone sees someone doing something forbidden. Either because he didn't know that it's forbidden, or because of his wickedness. He should separate him and tell him, that was awesome, that's forbidden. Even in front of his teacher. Although his teacher didn't give him permission to give a ruling, because anywhere where there's a desecration of God's name, we don't then separate honor to one's teacher. Now, where do we say that, however, if he's a distance of 12 mil from his teacher, then he is allowed to give a halachic ruling? That's only b'davar shenikra mikra. That's only something that just happened to have come up. But to establish himself as a halachic authority, and to sit and to instruct to all those who ask, even if he's one end of the world, and his teacher is the other end of the world, it's forbidden to him to instruct until his teacher passes away. Unless he got permission from his teacher, then he's allowed to. Now, halacha dalak is regarding the student that wants to give instruction and teachings to the masses. Now, it's not anyone whose teacher passed away that he's allowed to now sit and start giving instructions regarding the Torah. It's only if he's a student that reached to the level of giving halachic instruction. Any student did not reach the level of being able to instruct, and he does instruct. He's a fool, he's rashi, he's wicked, and he's arrogant. But regarding him, the post says initially, because many dead ones has he caused to fall. Which, in this context, hipila is like a term of a nafel, of a miscarriage, which has not gone full term. Here also, this person is not full term, is not fully matured in his learning, and is instructing other people, and therefore Rabim Chalolam caused many people to fall with their demise. And the other way is also true. A sage that reached the stage of giving instruction, does not instruct. He's holding back Torah. He's placing stumbling blocks in front of the blind. Regarding him, it says over the end that pasuk, "V'atzumim kol arugah." And how mighty are all those who she kills, which atzumim is like the word oitzim einav, like closing the eyes, where he's making like as if he doesn't know and he's holding back from ruling, and therefore he's causing so much people to have their demise, their death, by not instructing them. Now, Eilah HaTamid Makatan, now these small students, Shalahir B'Torah Kuro, that didn't really increase the amount of Torah appropriately, and they're looking to become great in front of the ignorant people, and between the people of their city. They jump and they sit on the front, to judge and to instruct the Jewish people. They're the ones that increase the disputes. They're destroying the world. They extinguish the lamp of Torah. And they destroy the vineyard of Hashem. Regarding then, the Shlomo says in his wisdom of Pasuk and Shir Hashirim, "Echazu lanu shalom, grab for us the foxen, shu'olam katam, the small foxen, machabim karam, that destroy the vineyard, kurimenu smother, in our vineyard are these unripe grapes, not yet fully mature, and they're destroying it. Those are these young foxen that they want to just become, show off and their greatness when they're not really appropriate to instruct the Jewish people." Halacha regarding the honor and the awe when it comes to one's teacher. Also, leila talmud likris l'rabbi b'shmoy. It's forbidden for a student to call his rebbe by his name. Not in front of him. But l'askishmoy b'fundim, and he should not mention his name in front of him. Meaning, mafil likris l'acher, even though he's not even calling his rebbe. To call his rebbe's name can't be even when he's not in front of him. But even if he's just calling someone else, shashmam kishem rabbi, that his name is like his rebbe's name. No, he's not allowed to do that in front of his rebbe. Just like he has to do when it comes to his father's name. Elisha Neshmam, rather he should change those other people's names, even after his father's or his rebbe's death. Vuhu, that is Shiyah Hashem Peli, if it's a unique name that was his father or his rebbe's name. Shekol Shemei Yedeh Shuplani, where everyone's going to know that it is that person. Because it's very unique. But if it's not such a unique name, like Avram, Yitzchak, Moshe, similar names, then you're allowed to call others the same, even though it's the same name as his father or his Rebbe, as long as it's not in front of his Rebbe or his father. Now, Balit and Shalom L'Rabbi, one does not give a greeting to his teacher, or just to respond to his greeting, the way friends give greetings and return greetings. No, rather he bows, he bends in front of him. And he says to him with awe and with honor, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, peace be on you, my teacher. And if his teacher gives him a greeting, Yachzle responds to him, Shalom Alecha, greeting on you, Rabbi Amiri, my teacher, my master. Halacha Vav. V'chein l'yachletz tefillah l'fnei Rabbi. Also, does not take off his tefillah in front of his Rabbi. V'lo yesev neither does he recline. El yeshev k'yishol b'nei ha-melech, rather he sits like he's sitting in front of the king. V'lo yispal, neither does he daven l'lo l'fnei Rabbi, not in front of his teacher. V'lo l'achar Rabbi, not behind his teacher. V'lo b'tzad Rabbi, not on the side of his teacher. That he cannot walk on the side of him. Rather, he distanced himself at a distance behind his teacher. But he shouldn't be directly behind him. And then he davens. doesn't go with his teacher into the bathhouse. Doesn't sit in his teacher's place. Neither does he weigh in on as if to decide regarding his Rebbe's words in front of him. He says he shouldn't contradict his words. He shouldn't sit in front of him until his teacher says to sit. He shouldn't get up in front of him until he tells him get up. Or until he takes permission to get up. When he takes leave from his teacher, he shouldn't leave with his back towards the Rebbe. Rather, he walks backwards and has his face facing the Rebbe's face. He has to stand up in front of his teacher. When he already sees him at a distance, as far as his eyes can see. And that's until he is concealed from him, where he doesn't see his height anymore. Then he can sit down. A person has to also greet the countenance of his teacher on the Yom Tovim. One does not separate an honor to a student in front of his teacher. Unless the teacher would generally give a separate honor to that student. All the works that a servant does for his master, a student does for his teacher. But if he was in a place that they don't recognize the student, and he wasn't wearing tefillin at that time, he's afraid that maybe they're going to say, "Eber, who is a servant?" So then, he does not tie or untie his shoes. Whoever refuses to allow his student to serve him, he's holding back from him kindness, and he's removing from him the fear of heaven. And any student that disgraces any one of the things from all of the signs of honor that is necessary for the teacher, causes the divine presence to be removed from the Jewish people. Lachatess regarding tearing one's garment for the passing of one's teacher. If he sees his teacher violating the words of Torah, he tells him, our teacher, you taught us such and such. Doesn't tell him, oh, you're doing something wrong. And anytime he mentions a teaching in front of him, he says, this is how our teacher you taught us. He shouldn't mention something that he didn't hear from his teacher until he mentioned the name of the one who said it. I mean, you have to say who said it, but when you're saying it in general, then it's presumed it's your teacher. But when you're saying something that he didn't say, you have to say which sage said it. When his master passed away, when his Rebbe passed away, he tears all his garments until he uncovers all the way down to his chest. And those garments should never be fully mended forever. Now, when we say this, by his outstanding teacher that taught him the primary of his learning, that he learned from him the majority of his wisdom. But if he didn't learn the majority of his wisdom from him, he's like what's called a colleague, he's a student slash colleague of him. And he's not obligated to honor him all these things that we mentioned. But he has to stand up from him, not but at a distance of Dalaramas. And he does tear his garment when he passed away. Just like he tears his garment for all the people who die that he mourns over them. Even if we don't learn from him one thing, whether it was a small thing or a big thing, he stands up from him when he comes in, and he tears his garment from him. Now, any time of the scholar, that his personality traits are dead on, they're really focused right, he doesn't speak in front of someone that's greater than him in wisdom. Although he didn't learn anything from him, he treats that person with respect and doesn't talk in front of him. Halacha Yud-Alef regarding the teacher pardoning his honor. Harava Muvik, the primary teacher, Shadotza Limchal Kavoyder, that wants to pardon his honor regarding all these things that we mentioned, or any one of them, L'chol Tamidah for all his students, or to one of them, that's his option. Now, although he pardoned, still the student has the obligation to glorify him, meaning to do the basic respect, even at a time when he was pardoning him from the special honor that the Rebbe Muvik is given. Now, the relationship that a teacher should have to the students. Just like the students, as we mentioned, are obligated in the honor of the teacher, so too the teacher has to honor his students and to bring them near. This is what the sages said. They honor your students should be as dear to you as your own. But a person has to be very careful, has to be careful with his students and to love them, shem habonim, because they are the sons, that give him pleasure in this world and in the world to come. Because we know, the students are called sons. And the students increase the wisdom of the teacher, and they expand his consciousness. Where Amar Chacham, the sage, just said, there's much wisdom that I learned from my teachers. But Yisrael, more than that, Mechaber from my colleagues. Umitamidim from my students, Yisrael Mekulam, more than them all. And as we find, the Kashem Sha'it Kot Madlik Hasagol, just like a small piece of wood, is what helps inflame the large logs of wood. Kach Tam Kotten Mechadid Hasarav. So to a small student, sharpens the teacher. Acha Yitzim Minu B'Sheilaisim, until it comes out from all his questions that he's asking the teacher, a Chachma Mefa'ara, a splendid wisdom, and therefore one has to treat his students with great in the most appropriate way, and to love them, because the more than anything, the wisdom of the teacher is from the students themselves.